Let's look at an analogy that I like to use to explain cloud computing. Picture this scene from 10,000 years ago. You and your family live up a hill to the left in a cave about 500 meters up the slope. And every day you make your way down to the stream to get water. On a beautiful day like today, that's an easy thing to do, but imagine it's a more primordial day. The clouds are dark, the thunder's crashing, and the lightning's smashing the trees as you make your way down the hill to get to the water. And when you get there, you notice that the family who live on the other side of the stream has slaughtered a woolly mammoth about 100 meters upstream. And the whole stream is full of woolly mammoth entrails and guts. So even 10,000 years ago, you're not going to drink out of this stream. So you have to go another 5 kilometers just to get water. And by the time you get home, you're cold and miserable. All you've done all day is get water. Let's fast forward about another 6,000 years. And you're living on the plains of sub-Saharan Africa. You and your family have built a well, and you've built your village around this well. To get water, all you need to do is lower a bucket down and pull the water up. But you still need to maintain this bit of infrastructure, so every once in a while, you lower a small child down on a rope, and they replace the rocks that are shoring up the side of the well. No longer do you need to go a long way to get water, but you do need to maintain the infrastructure for getting it. Fast forward another 4,000 years. It's the 1850s, and you and your family live in Broad Street in London. The City of London's installed one of these newfangled pumps outside the front door. And to get water now, you simply go downstairs and pump the water into a bucket and take it back upstairs, which is great, until all your neighbours start dying of cholera. Fortunately, though, the City of London appoints a physician, Dr. John Snow, to investigate why the cholera outbreaks happened, and he discovers your pump is the locus of this particular outbreak, so he takes the handle off it. Problem solved. Now you've got someone else looking after the infrastructure and the health of the system, but it's still a hassle to get water. So let's fast forward to today. I've just finished renovating my house, and it was never a question about whether I was going to get water plumbed in. The question's much more, what am I going to do with it? Do I install a cappuccino machine or build a hydroponics plant? And it's the same with cloud computing. Our 10,000-year water analogy compares really well with where computing started and where we are today with the cloud. Behind the scenes, computing is getting more and more complex. But for our customers and our partners, it's getting simpler. Like the water analogy, it's no longer about building and maintaining the infrastructure. It's about what our customers can do with the computer power that's there. Isaac Newton might not have been talking about cloud computing in 1676, but I think he said it best. If I've seen a little further than others, it's by standing on the shoulders of giants.